that self-directed? Does that come from veteran leaders like yourself, other guys in the locker room, the coaches?
We all know what's right and what's wrong and when we make mistakes and how we can correct it. So we just try to do that in meetings and come back the next week.
Randall, is there anything as far as mechanically, communication-wise, that playing at home can help to maybe get the offense going, get things smoothed out a little bit, do you feel?
Well, being at home, obviously, communication is a little easier. But, you know, there's no excuses for our performance and the way that we played this past week, and we're excited to come back this next week and have another opportunity.
You've been around Aaron a long time. He usually doesn't have bad games, obviously, but when he has a game where he doesn't hit the high standard he sets for himself, I'm curious, what is he like that next week?
He's pretty focused, and I think he's really excited for this next week as well.
How about you? What changes for you after a tough game offensively? Are you more focused or anything different with you?
Just getting ready for the next week. Excited for the game.
Randall, the Lions secondary, in particular Quinn and Slay, pretty good players. Yeah, I mean, you've faced everybody, pretty good players.
Yeah, they are. They got a good back end. Slay leading the way. He's our top guy over there. He does a great job. He stays on top of routes. He's very handsy. He has good speed, on the deep balls and everything. It's going to be important for us to stay fundamentally sound and make sure we get open this week.
I know it's only two games, small sample size, but how good is it to have Jordy back on the field? How good is it then?
It's great. Jordy brings something special to our offense, and I think we're all excited to have him back.
Do you guys feel like it'll just take maybe one series to kind of just – for it to just click, and then have a snowball effect?
Yeah, it just kind of takes the tempo. We just have to get back to playing at a tempo that we're accustomed to playing to. And, once we pick up that first down, I think a lot will flow after that. Just moving the ball. When you move the ball, that keeps that tempo going. When you have receivers running downfield and, something happens and we have to jog all the way back, that slows the tempo down. We can't get the snap off as fast as we like. So, being able to make the plays downfield, being able to continue to move the ball in a running game gives us a great push start to starting the tempo.
What do you remember most from last year's game against the Lions for Sunday? More than two decades?
Personally, I remember playing terrible all last year, but the Lions game in particular.
Was it important to get this win? Obviously important to get this win, but seeing that the bye week is the week after.
We're not worried about the bye week right now. It's all about the Lions. We look forward to this game. We look forward to the home opener. We look forward to defending our home. We didn't do a great job of that last year, especially in our division, losing three at home. So we really look forward to that opportunity.
Mike was saying it's important to test the middle of the field a bit more than you guys have been. What is a guy who's done a lot of his work over the middle? Why is that important for the offense?
Just being able to spread the ball out and use the entire field. Whenever you're able to hit a few over the middle, you're able to hold the safety in the middle and, get the deep ball over on the outside. And it helps with the running game, being able to hold the linebackers back so they're not as quick to rush on certain run plays.
Randall, I know it didn't result in enough points last Sunday night, but do you guys take something out of how you move the ball in the second half of that game after obviously a rough first half?
Yeah, we take, that's the thing about going back and watching the tape and, learning from your mistakes and also learning from the good things you did. I think we were able to move the ball a lot better in the second half, and that's because of some of the adjustments we made and some of the plays that we were able to make in the second half.
Thank